Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video, or SSH version 03082024. It's our second episode in 2024. Here's what we've got queued up for you. We've got 2 compatibility updates, 3 fixes, 11 highlights, 6 minor updates, 8 new releases, and 7 release notes fails. Let's jump into the episode, start knocking that out. With regards to compatibility, these were either Vancouver or Washington, D.C. compatibility updates. We've got Imprivata Identity Governance Connector and Redwood Automation Connector. Both of those were simple compatibility updates. There were also 3 fixes. We've got Aruba ClearPass Integration, Obsidian Security Integration, and Zoom Contact Center. All had some minor fixes, not worth spending a lot of time on. Speaking of minor, we also had some minor updates, some small changes, CEO dashboard, CHRO dashboard, Express Connect incident, Fujitsu Stanza extension for CSM, ISM monitoring, and Orca security for vulnerability response. All had minor updates. And our release notes fails. If you haven't seen or heard an episode before, a release note fail is pretty simple. It means that the release notes were duplicative or repeat of the last release notes, or they were blank, or they were pointing to an external source with a paywall. We couldn't see what they were. Basically, there's no information to tell you what was updated or what changed with these applications. That includes AccessFlow IGA, Automate Pro, CIO Dashboard, IBM Z Discovery, Kyndryl Catalog Process Engine, Quality Cloud's Field Analysis, and Service Channel Facilities Management. All were release notes fails for this episode. Now we get to do the fun stuff, and we'll start with our new releases. First up on the list is going to be bank account closure workflows from the ServiceNow Innovation Lab. Note that it does not carry any warranties and it is unsupported by ServiceNow. But let's take a look at what the key features for this application are, and that is catalog items for bank account closure workflow, task assignments for a treasury team, and approvals. They did include 2 screenshots. So the first screenshot is the bank account closure workflow. It looks like we've got screenshots of the form view, form and related lists for that. And then the second screenshot is the integration with calendar. The integration with the treasury calendar, which I don't even know what that is, the treasury calendar. But anyways, 2 helpful screenshots there. And that's what's new from the team at ServiceNow's Innovation Lab. Next up is going to be Coforge Utilities Connection Management. Drive operational efficiency in utility services and enhance customer experiences. Key features on the functional side, portal for end consumers to be able to raise requests, consolidated view of processes and automated assignment of tasks and activities, integration with third-party tools for data consolidation and process automation. On the technical side, custom consumer portal and request catalogs for utilities, CSM and FSM workspace and playbooks, and customized dashboards. There are quite a few screenshots here, so we'll take a look. First is going to be the consumer utilities portal. Next screenshot is showing the S43 water main requisition catalog item. Next screenshot is a case record producer form on the portal showing the different fields that can be filled out. And then next is a calculation of connection charges for a water connection. Oh, basically it's a calculator. Looks like it's on the portal to do a calculation for water connections. Next is a postcode entry for seeing the results of about my water, areas we serve. Okay, so it's surfacing up a list of areas. I thought at first it was knowledge articles, but it seems to be location-based. And then we're back to our screenshot of the portal for that one. So that is what's new for the team at Coforge Limited. Up next on the list of new releases is going to be Control Assurance, standardized, comprehensive, and efficient control testing. Key features, the application enables organizations to effectively manage control assurance activities. It allows first and second line risk functions to create and manage testing libraries that are reusable across an organization, end-to-end control testing that enables granular capture of results, workflows designed for dedicated control testing functions, and analytics showing systemic control weaknesses that may be present. No screenshots on this one, so that is what's new from the team at Nixora Group Pty Ltd. Next up is going to be CyberArk Secure Cloud Access On-Demand Workflow. Approve secure cloud requests via ServiceNow. Cloud access requests via ServiceNow. Key features. Let's hit the highlights on this one. Automated integration workflow, just-in-time access provisioning, policy orchestrator, comprehensive audit trail, and user-centric interface. We do have screenshots on this one as well. First is an AWS account requesting access to that. So a form on the, well, it's not the portal. I don't know. It's a funny looking interface, but maybe it's a portal. Next up is showing the request in the queue of all the CyberArk SCA requests. Next is showing the actual request form in ServiceNow. And the next screenshot is showing the AWS roles for AWS C3 Alliance demo. Maybe we're in AWS with this? It looks like this first screenshot, similar look and feel, yeah, to that one. So, yeah, so just showing two roles. But anyways, that is what's new from the team at CyberArk. Next up on the list of new releases is going to be Event-Driven Ansible Notification Service. Enable event-driven Ansible to automatically respond to and or remediate incidents within your ServiceNow ITSM. Key features for this new application: enables ServiceNow ITSM events to be sent to event-driven Ansible rulebooks, allows ITSM admins to configure a webhook URL from the event-driven Ansible controller to receive events from their ServiceNow ITSM instance. The admin also selects the ServiceNow ITSM tables to monitor and indicate when to send events. The event body contains all fields of the corresponding glide record for event-driven Ansible's decision engine processing, and once configured, no further user intervention is required. That is an interesting statement that I don't know you could say about ServiceNow, much less an application that uses ServiceNow, but okay, we'll go with it. Once configured, no further user intervention is required, and that's what's new from the team at Red Hat Incorporated. I have never seen Red Hat as the author of an application, but up next is going to be Infosys Rapid Application Modernization, Automate High-Value Processes into Digitized Workflows. Key features for this one on the functional side: increase business agility by automating decision-making in a single system of action, reduce time to value and using Infosys's pre-built industry solutions and applications. See, when there's typos, I get messed up and I can't speak. Improve user experience with Infosys's UI/UX component library of ready-to-deploy accelerators. On the technical side, UI/UX component library, pre-built industry solutions and apps. There's that typo again. Standard integration apps, AI bot store and templates, best practices deviation for developers, and modular demo components for catered presentation. No screenshots on this one, so that's what's new from the team at Infosys Limited. Two of these left. Next up is KPMG Finance and Supply Chain Modernization, Transform Procurement and Supplier Operations. Key features: business-led approach. KPMG's procurement and outsourcing advisory team brings best practice knowledge to clients. Centralized orchestration. Imagine being able to connect your procurement operations through a single platform, one that fits into and works with your existing technology stack. Risk mitigation. With enhanced visibility, procurement professionals can make better informed decisions and have more control over procurement outcomes. And AI-enabled ERP to low-code platform application migration and modernization. No screenshots on this one, so moving on to our last new release from TM Labs, TM Catalog Variable Reporting. Improve insight into your data within your service catalog. Key features: the TM Catalog Variable Reporting application provides intended users such as ServiceNow managers and agents with visibility and insight into end-user requests by consolidating record producer information in one easily viewable table. This information is accessible as a report page on the service portal. Key features: capability for users to query record producer question and answer data based on record table, related record producers, and time period. Ability to display data by adding or removing columns using slush buckets. And the app can export results to Microsoft Excel to extend functionality with Microsoft Excel reporting capabilities. We do have screenshots. First up is a catalog reports. Choose the record producer to view variable details. Next up is the results or the displaying the records for that report. Next up is a personalization of the columns that show up on that report using that slush bucket that we just saw in the features. And then the next screenshot is an Excel report. And then we're back to the catalog reports interface in the portal. So that's what's new from the team at TM Labs, and that concludes our new releases, which brings us to our highlights. We have 11 of them here for you. First up on the list is going to be Aqua Security Platform Integration with Vulnerability Response for Containers, updated to version 1.1.4, and in this version, the Aqua Container Count Scheduler has been optimized to run on a daily basis. The discovered container image table's list view now includes the container count column. A new scheduler has been set up to run every day to mark the application scope and ServiceNow as deleted if it was removed from Aqua, and also de-link it from the CVIT if applicable, and update the CVIT with any new application scopes that are added to Aqua. The image name column on discovered container image table will be displayed along with tag version, and a way to close CVITs and image findings that haven't been updated in the previous X days. Lastly, solution to retire image repository and associated images CVIT in image findings. All right, next up on our list is going to be Beyond Trust Password Safe Integration, updated version 24.1.2. And in this version, they've added better logging and error handling around the retrieval of the list of fields available to select for custom username field. Added missing cross-scope privilege necessary for setting the mid-server on API calls to password safe, updated the handling of Glide records and utility script to avoid potential script fencing errors in some ServiceNow instances, added a missing CSS class to the view managed account page, and added app namespace to common util script calls to avoid potential conflicts with other applications. Next up on the list is going to be CTS Cognitive Network Analyzer, updated to version 2.0.4. They've labeled this 2.0.3, but it's actually this section up here that we're going to pay attention to that is new in this release. Gain an intuitive understanding of your active ONA survey results with a network visualization. View connections between employees, group by department, experience, etc. Choose how to color the network and see how different groups interact with your organization and interact with dynamic physics-based network. Gain insights into your organization's de facto communication network by analyzing passive communication at an aggregate level. Next up on the list is going to be Kyndryl Integration and Base, foundational app for ServiceNow integrations, updated version 24.02.01. And I have to pause for a moment because I believe this was on previous episodes where I gave it a release notes fail, because there was all it said was initial ServiceNow store release. However, in this release, they provided us the release notes that were missing, and I want to say thank you, Kyndryl team, for providing that to us. So we've got a running history now of the previous release notes. In this version, we have, if unable to set assignment group, return an error message, and if a proper response is not received from import set flow, return an error instead of failure. So great minor update from the team at Kyndryl. Thank you for also providing the previously missing release notes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Next up, also from Kyndryl, is going to be the Kyndryl Integration Incident Inbound, updated version 24.02.03. And in this release, I think they did the same thing. Yep, they backdated the release notes. And we've got, in this release, new properties added for configuration. Use CI support group and location as an ITSM record assignment group and location. And resolution configuration item, when incidents are resolved and if CI is missing, use this CI as the default. Next up on the list of highlights is going to be Support Services, updated version 1.1.0. And in this version, they've added new features. Addition of support category to allow for more granular reporting. Enhance your workflow with the addition of a new workflow state field. The ability to reopen a support request configurable on a team space by team space basis. Estimated effort rollups now automated based on previous requests of the same type. Navigate with ease by favoriting support requests for quick access and enhanced productivity, and stay informed with their new desktop notifications. There was a bug fix too, updated security rules to confirm with the latest ServiceNow best practices, and with regards to performance improvements, workspace overview report configurations are now cached in memory. Next up on the list is going to be the unacceptable behavior case management, updated version 2.4.0. Again, there's a version mismatch here, but it is version 2.4.0. And in this version, they've removed the cross-scope access on app tables, removed the web service API access, converted sensitive fields on table UB cases to PW2 fields, and updated the UI macro, which will show PW2 fields decrypted values on a case record. Next up on our list is going to be VMware Carbon Black Cloud. There's actually several VMware ones. We're just going to look at the one because the release notes are the same between them all. Major release with updates to core functionality. For details, please visit this address. Which, if we visit that address, let's go ahead and highlight that and open that up in a new tab. We will scroll down here to this section for VMware Carbon Black Cloud apps for ServiceNow, and then down to our release notes. Not easy to find, but they're there, so I can't be too complain too much about this. For version 3.0 of the ServiceNow app, it updates to the Alert Forwarder schema version 2.0. If you are ingesting alerts using the Data Forwarder and AWS S3 option, then the Carbon Black Cloud Data Forwarder configuration must be updated to the Alert Forwarder schema version 2.0. ServiceNow will not ingest the Forwarder Alert Schema 1.0 successfully, and they list 7 steps for you to follow. Actually, it's 6 steps because number 1 is missing. So they list 6 steps to follow. Prior to upgrading the apps, they recommend deactivating all configuration profiles and verifying that no alerts are being ingested. All right, so that's what is new from the team at VMware, and that applies to all of these VMwares. VMware Carbon Black Cloud for IT service management, for security operations, and for vulnerability response. So we won't go open those again and show you the same release notes. But that concludes our episode. So you've just seen in this episode 8 new releases, 11 highlights, 2 compatibility updates, 6 minor updates, 3 fixes, and 7 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store in the past week or since our last episode. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.